NBC's Dalanian, Russian disinfo. Was trying to amplify Hunter laptop story but seems in hindsight like a mistake to say it was disinfo. By Ian Hanschett on October 7, 2022. While discussing the Washington Post's report on federal agents believing that there is sufficient evidence to bring charges against Hunter Biden and the letter written by former intelligence officials that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian misinformation on Thursday's broadcast of NBC's Top Story, NBC News Justice and Intelligence correspondent Ken Dalanian said that it seems in hindsight like a mistake that it should have been covered more thoroughly at the time. But also stated that there is a long history of presidential relatives getting into trouble. And there was a Russian disinformation campaign that was trying to amplify these claims. Not make them up, but amplify them and get them into right-wing media. Host Tom Lamas asked, more than 50 former U.S. intelligence officials told the American public that the initial reporting from the New York Post before the election on the laptop was likely the work of Russian disinformation. They clearly were wrong, at the time. And the president's son could now be charged, possibly. How does this fare for those officials and the public's faith in our own intelligence agencies? Dalanian responded, "It's a tough one, Tom. Because, at the time that this was happening, we were coming off a period of intense Russian interference in our politics. And there was a Russian disinformation campaign that was trying to amplify these claims. Not make them up, but amplify them and get them into right-wing media. So, that was happening. But it turns out, the stuff on the laptop has been validated. And that seems in hindsight like a mistake that it should have been covered more thoroughly at the time. Nonetheless, I mean, unless, in the absence of any evidence that President Biden personally profited from this, there is a long history of presidential relatives getting into trouble, going back many administrations. It's not an uncommon thing. And as long as this case proceeds without any political interference, this scandal should not affect President Biden really much at all. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. My Son Hunter stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, the Professor, and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, the Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society and directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Follow Ian Hanschett on Twitter at Ian Hanschett.